Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Bethlehem Lutheran Church, where God has called and gathered us here this day to receive his gifts through his word and his sacrament. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
He makes me lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul.
He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me.
Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows.
Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. The Old Testament reading for the third Sunday of Easter is from Ezekiel chapter 34. For thus says the Lord God, Behold, I myself will search out for my sheep, and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered, on a day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples, and gather them from the countries, and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the ravines, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak. And the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from 1 Peter chapter 2. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep, and I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. This is kind of a scary verse, isn't it? A few weeks ago, you heard again about the suffering of our Lord, about how he was beaten, flogged, had a crown of thorns put onto his head, how he was hung on a cross, and how, worst of all, he suffered the punishment of hell because he was carrying all of our sins upon him. And now we hear in this verse that part of the reason that this happened was to give us an example that we are supposed to follow. Which means that we too will suffer. That we will suffer because we are bound to Christ, who suffered for us. That we will suffer because we strive to do good in a world that is committed to evil. In fact, one of the interesting things that we've really seen come out recently in our world is that the world hates few things more than it hates suffering. It seems like everything that the world is going after right now is in some way, shape, or form an attempt to avoid suffering. They're trying to get out of it. And it's remarkably easy for us to fall into that same trap. It's easy for we as Christians to do everything that we can to avoid suffering. Will it cause us to suffer if we go out and try to help our neighbor? Well, then we won't do it. Will it impose too much suffering if we give too much to the church, whether we're talking about finances or time or whatever? Well, then we won't do it. Will it cause us suffering if we try to share our faith, if we try to share the word with someone? Or will it cause another person suffering if we try to share that word with someone? Well, then we won't do it. It's easy to fall into that trap. To fall into the trap of thinking that this life is about avoiding suffering and about not imposing suffering on other people. But on the flip side of that, or sort of the flip side of that, it's also easy to lash out at those who are causing us to suffer. We've seen that in the world as well, right? That when, like I said, if we say something that causes someone to suffer, that they don't like, that maybe makes them feel bad, then we can probably expect them to lash out at us. And that is, again, a trap that we fall into as well. But it is not what we have been called to. And we must recognize the truth that we do not always react to this suffering in the way that we should. Sometimes we do lash out. Sometimes we do avoid things. Sometimes we don't help people who need helping. All because we are trying to avoid suffering. And those sins of omission, or sins of commission, are sins. Which is why we need a shepherd and overseer of our souls. You know the truth. We know the truth. We have strayed like sheep. It's so easy to allow the ways of the world into our hearts. It's so easy to look around and see how everybody else is acting and for us to adjust our own behavior to fit the way of the world, rather than to look and see in the Bible and to adjust our behavior to what our Lord expects of us. It's so easy to allow the lies of the devil into our souls, to hear him say, "Oh, your life really is about how you feel. It's all about you being happy, or at the very least, not being sad, not suffering. It's so easy to give in to the corruption of our own sinful nature. That when we hear that little voice inside of us that says, you don't need to do that. You don't have to worry about this. Just do what you want to do. We have most certainly strayed like sheep. But we have a divine, perfect, good shepherd. We have a shepherd who did not commit any sin. A shepherd who did not go astray. We have a shepherd who never had deceit in his mouth. He never lied to us. He always told us exactly how it was going to be, even when those things were not maybe good news for us. He told us to expect suffering, to expect it even when we didn't do it ourselves, but simply because we were connected to him. And he told us even that he himself would suffer. And suffer he did. But when he suffered, he didn't suffer like we do. He didn't lash out at the people that were hurting him. He didn't threaten them. But instead, he continued to entrust himself to him who judges justly. In other words, he said to himself, God will take care of it. My Father will take care of me. My Father will take care of them, and he will do what is just and right. When he was hanging on that tree, when our good shepherd came down and took all of this on himself, he took our sin upon himself as well. He knew that we were going to stray. He knew that we would fall into the same trap as the world is falling into. And so when he came, he took that sin upon himself and died on the cross. And he did this in order that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. Or to put it another way, by his wounds you have been healed. This is the sign of the good shepherd. This is the truth of what your shepherd has done for you. You are free, therefore, to trust your shepherd, to trust him to heal you when you suffer for being his sheep and for doing good, to trust him to forgive you when you fail to react well to suffering or when you seek to avoid suffering, to trust him to raise you from the dead as he has promised to do for you, ultimately fulfilling all the promises that he has made to you. To trust him that on that last day, when you stand before him, you will be declared truly righteous, and he will welcome you into his eternal flock because of what he has done for you. You are free to trust your good shepherd. Now may the peace which passes all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.